I'm David, I'm an addict. I got involved with H&I very early on in my recovery. I came to an area meeting and I sat next to the person who was the H&I chair at the time. And she was nice to me. And my sponsor told me that I should get a subcommittee commitment. So I went over to H&I and I said, hey, can I help or something, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Let's see. Not too long after that, I hadn't really gone into any facilities or anything quite yet, but they were looking. They announced that they needed, you know, positions filled on the subcommittee, and they needed a chair and a vice chair. And I said, well, you know, I'll do vice chair if somebody else will do chair. And so they elected me vice chair, even though I hadn't. And then nobody took chair. So that made me chair. And I hadn't even been into a facility. Basically what I did was I kind of listened to what they told me to do and got a hold of the thing. And I was effectively chair for a couple of years. And now I still serve as a panel coordinator for the White County Jail. Recently we've had a little mix up in the committee, so we're trying to get back on our feet, and I've been trying to help out as best I can. So anyway, hospitals and institutions are everybody familiar with it? Pretty much. Who goes into hospital? Who does H&I now? Anybody? Okay. So what we do is that there's people in jails and in detox facilities and stuff who can't get to a meeting outside. And so what we do is we carry a meeting in. To go into the jails, you need a year clean and not be on probation. Well, that sounds like a big order, doesn't it? But there are people who are not on probation in Narcotics Anonymous. And we do go into the jails. You have to go to a background check according to the facilities. And to join the committee, to join, you know, the facilities, what you have to do is come to a orientation at area. There won't be one in May, but there'll be one in April. No, is there not one in April?
This is April.
In June. I'm going backwards. There will be one in June because May is our planning tool for the area. So if you're interested, you have to show up at 10 o'clock on area and go through an orientation process that tells you guys what we expect from the H&I committee on people to go in. You know, a lot of people get 30, 60, 90 days clean, and they think, oh, I'm going to go back to jail and tell all my friends, you know, how great NA is and things like that. And so the jails are a little harder to get into. They require background checks and things like that. We do have agreements with a lot of these jails that we go into, so they understand where we're coming from, so they are able to overlook some of our past and move forward. H&I for me keeps me in touch with where I've been. You know, it keeps me in touch with the addicts that are still suffering. The one places we talk about are jails, institutions, and death. You know, these are the front lines. And I'm often surprised at how little, you know, we take care of that front line in a way. The thing about H&I is that it's hard. And you spend a lot of time bringing a message to people who are not ready, who don't care, who, you know, just are trying to get out of their cell block for a minute, or, you know, are a captive audience in a detox facility, or who are so spun out they don't even know which direction they're going. But our main purpose is to get there and let them know that when they get out, they have a choice. They don't have to have their jacked up cousin with a 12-pack and a doobie pick them up. You know, they can get to a meeting and let them know, because somewhere in there, at times, just like anywhere else, there's somebody who's having a moment of clarity and is having a chance to listen, you know, and get that message to get in, and it happens, you know. So for me, H&I has, you know, and I've done things, you know, on this level and on the regional level, you know, which is the state level, and done a lot of participation, and it's always been part of my recovery. So I continue to do it. There are ups and downs and ins and outs about it, but being involved there where people are, you know, where the rubber meets the road for me is real important. You know, I don't want to ever forget what I'm capable of, you know, that I will toss all this away in just a minute and give up my clean time if I don't keep myself focused. And H&I is a great way to do that. You know, like I said, that it's hard though, you know, it's something you got to be faithful to. And, so anyway, that's really about all I have for this morning. If anybody's interested, of course, come out for the orientation. There's a small crowd in here today. Do we have any more of these?
I couldn't find any in the box.
Okay. There's a little bit of paperwork up here. This is kind of a synopsis of the H&I orientation and stuff that we do. And I don't know. I don't have much more to say about it, other than if you come out and get involved, there'll be more stuff to come. I know that it's helped me. So with that, I'll pass it to Bridget.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes. Thank you for sharing today. I'm Bridget, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Bridget.
Like Dave, I got involved in H&I pretty early on. My sponsor suggested that I be oriented because for me, jail was where I had my moment of clarity. And the jail that I was in, we didn't have NA meetings coming in. I didn't know about NA until I went to receive treatment. So for me, it was just about finding it. You know, I was in jail when I had that enough is enough moment. I'm sick and tired of this. So when my sponsor suggested, I went to be oriented at area, and I left secretary of H&I. I'm still not entirely sure how that happened, but it worked for me. I got involved. Going into some of these facilities, as Dave already said, you know, a lot of them are detoxing and just not caring, and they're just there because the staff's making them be there. And but every once in a while, you see that light come on, and for me, that's a beautiful moment. Because, like I said, I didn't know about NA until, you know, I'd been thrown into it, and it's honestly saved my life. So you know, having that opportunity to fulfill our primary purpose, which is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, that some days that's what keeps me going. Because I was one of those lost and hopeless, and you know, being able to reach out and help somebody else in that position, it always keeps me aware of where I came from. And as long as I know where I came from, I'm less likely to go back. And as Dave said, it is hard. It is a commitment. You know, but it's one day a month out of your life. And it's a chance to do what we're here to do, which is to help our fellow addicts. You know, it's something I can get really passionate about, and I can get preachy about it, and but I try not to because that tends to scare people off. But it just, that's how much this means to me because, you know, y'all pulled me out. And, you know, I just, you can't save everybody, but having that light turn on in front of you is just a beautiful thing. You know, the first time I went into a facility, staff actually gave us permission to stay an extra 30 minutes because there was a girl there that was that interested. She was asking questions and she wanted to know where to find meetings and how to do this and how do you do it. And you know, and I've actually seen her around at meetings since then, and it's just awesome to see somebody get it. And you know, so for me, it's about passion. As long as it keeps me in the middle of the boat. It keeps me focused. It keeps me constantly reminded of where I came from. And you know, today I'm able to live a better life through Agent I, I feel like. But it does take commitment and it does take follow through. You have to be, I had to be willing to go in and sit with these people. And that's really all I have. I feel like I'm rambling now, so that's all I have. The rules for me are basic. I mean, I feel like they're just kind of common sense. The rules at the facilities are common sense. You know, you don't go in, you don't glorify your past, you don't dress appropriately, you are respectful. You're representing NA. So you go in and you carry yourself like you're representing something that gave you a life, because that's what it is to me. So that's how I carry it. I don't argue with them. I don't debate with them. I don't want to hear how awful staff is, because that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to tell you, if you want to try a different way of life, this is how you can do it if you are open to it. And that's really all I'm there for. So like I said, for me, the rules are just what I consider common sense, but I understand common sense, it varies from person to person. I mean, if y'all have any questions, Reagan, or just want to talk about your own experience.
Are we supposed to turn this off now?